Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 17th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fun Media. Leading off today, last month, Apple unveiled its thinnest product ever with the new M4 iPad Pro. Measuring in at 5.1 millimeters thick, the new 13-inch M4 iPad Pro is even thinner than the iPod Nano. As it turns out, Apple has plans to give the rest of its product lineup a similar treatment, making the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and MacBook Pro all significantly thinner. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the new iPad Pro is the beginning of a new class of Apple devices, where the goal is for those products to be the thinnest and lightest products in their categories. Gurman corroborates reporting from The Information, saying that the iPhone 17 lineup will include a new model with an all-new design that is significantly thinner than the current iPhone 15 designs. That ultra-thin design language will also eventually extend to the MacBook Pro and the iPad Pro. Notably, the MacBook Pro got thicker and heavier with its most recent redesign in 2021. That redesign corresponded with its transition to Apple Silicon and the return of ports such as MagSafe, HDMI, and an SD card slot. While there's no word on when the thinner MacBook Pro will happen, analyst Min-Chi Kuo has shared details on when to expect the Apple Watch redesign. In his latest note, analyst Min-Chi Kuo writes that he believes the upcoming Apple Watch Series 10 will feature a thinner design and a larger display compared to the Series 9. What is perhaps most surprising is just how much bigger Kuo believes the screens are getting. Currently, the Apple Watch is available in two sizes, 41mm and 45mm. Kuo says that both of those models will see display increases to 45mm for the smallest model and 49mm for the biggest model. Remember, unlike other Apple devices, these sizes measure the case height of the watch, not diagonal screen sizes. Naturally, a taller case also means a bigger display. This is a dramatic jump, with the new form factors making the smallest watch as big as the current largest Series 9, and the new bigger model would approach or perhaps surpass the Apple Watch Ultra screen size. It seems unlikely that hypothetically slimmer screen bezels could offset much of this size increase, as the Apple Watch screen already has super slim borders. So now we have both Mark Gurman and Min-Chi Kuo reporting that the Apple Watch will eventually get significantly thinner, and Gurman also saying that the MacBook Pro will eventually get that treatment, and multiple sources saying the iPhone 17 will start the transition to the ultra-thin design for the iPhone. In other news today, watchOS 11, which was introduced last week at WWDC, doesn't include any watch faces for Apple Watch users. In fact, we now know that it actually removes a watch face. In watchOS 11, the Siri watch face is nowhere to be found. This watch face was introduced in 2017 with watchOS 4, with the intention of proactively surfacing different pieces of information based on Siri intelligence. Apple appears to have discontinued the Siri watch face in favor of the new SmartStack features coming this year. SmartStack was introduced last year as a series of widgets that you can access underneath your Apple Watch face, and this year the SmartStack is getting even smarter, with widgets that appear based on time and location, live activities, a new Shazam widget that automatically appears when music nearby is detected, and new widgets for things like distance, training load, the workouts app, photos, and weather alerts. Notably, this marks the first ever Apple Watch face to be discontinued, so again, watchOS 11 doesn't add any new watch faces, and it takes away the Siri face. We're sponsored this week by Fun Media. Fun Media makes some of my favorite apps for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch, including Waterminder, Calorie, and Fitness View. The new Fun Media Premium Plus bundle gives you access to their more than 10 apps for a single affordable subscription. This is an easy and affordable way to unlock full access to apps that help you live a healthier lifestyle, improve your focus, reach your goals, and more. Waterminder, for example, helps you track your daily water intake, while FastMinder is a clutter-free intermittent fasting tracker. So get access to Fun Media's over 10 apps with the Premium Plus bundle today, and all new apps will be added automatically. Just hit the link in the show notes to learn more. Running out today, according to a new report from the Financial Times, the European Union is planning to hit Apple with a fine for failing to comply with the Digital Markets Act. This would make Apple the first company to be fined for not complying with the DMA, and the fine could be announced as soon as sometime in the coming weeks. Apple announced its DMA compliance plans in January and rolled them out with iOS 17.4 in March. The changes included revisions to the App Store guidelines, significantly reduced App Store commissions, and support for alternative app marketplaces. Since then, Apple has also made a number of other changes to its original plans in response to feedback from developers and regulators, including revising app marketplace guidelines, changing the structure of the core technology fee, adding support for web distribution, and more. Still, the European Union believes that Apple hasn't gone far enough. The Financial Times report says that the European Commission believes Apple is not complying with obligations to allow developers to steer users to offers outside of the App Store without imposing fees on them. If the European Commission moves forward, the fine could be as high as 5% of Apple's average daily worldwide turnover every day. Apple, meanwhile, is adamant that its changes comply with the DMA, saying multiple times, quote, "We're confident our plan complies with the DMA and will continue to constructively engage with the European Commission as they conduct their investigations," end quote. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news also on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.